Amy McDonald is not so well known in the United States. Yet, that may be about to change. Oh, won't you take a ride with me through the battle and the history, and I'll sing you a song or two. People, they may stop and stare, but baby, I just don't care. It's only me and you. She's a self-taught guitarist, singer, and songwriter who's been playing gigs since she was 15. She's all of 20 years old now. Her debut album, This Is the Life, has sold more than 1 million copies, and among those making a purchase was a particular fan of hers, Sir Elton John, though we're guessing he probably got one for free. Amy McDonald has visited 10 U.S. cities to promote this album. We've managed to track her down to the studios of our member station KGNU in Boulder, Colorado, for a performance chat. Miss McDonald, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
How do you teach yourself to play the guitar?
You just have to have a song that you're desperate to play along to. And for me, it was Turn by the Scottish band Travis. Mm-hmm. I went to see them headline the Scottish Tea in the Park festival. So after that festival, I went home and taught myself all of the Travis back catalogue with an old guitar and a little chord book.
I find your accent utterly charming, but I'm understanding only every three or four words. So you got a chord book, right? You saw this Scottish group and you went home, you got an old guitar and a chord book. You're there with your guitar there in Boulder. Could we get you to play the title track, This Is the Life?
Yes, of course.
Souls down the cold dark street tonight, and the people, they were dancing to the music vibe, and the boys chased the girls with the curls in their hair. They shot too many youths sit way over there, and the songs they get louder, each one better than before. And you sing on the songs, think on this is the life, and you wake up in the morning and you have a twice as hard. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you sing on the songs, think on this is the life, and you wake up in the morning and you have a cross this hard. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're heading down the road in the taxi before, and you're waiting outside Jimmy's front door, but nobody's in, and nobody's home till four. So we all sit down there with nothing to do, talking about rubber rag and his mother crew. And where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you sing on the songs, think on this is the life, and you wake up in the morning and your head first was hard. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Sing on the song, sing on this is the life, and you wake up in the morning and you have a twice as hard. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Oh, where you gonna sleep tonight?
Miss McDonald, thanks so much. That was terrific.
No problem. Thank you.
This seems to be, anecdotal evidence would suggest, a very good time for female artists from the UK. Amy Winehouse, although maybe she's not having such a great time at the moment, Adele and Duffy, Katie Tunstall. You, however, seem to be a little more calculatedly Scottish.
I've lived in Scotland all my life. I'm extremely patriotic and I love the fact that I'm from Scotland. So I think that probably comes across a lot more than it does with other artists.
You're awfully busy at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing gigs since I was 15, and for the past 2 years I've had to basically travel the world without having anybody there, basically. So you do grow up a lot quicker and you become a lot more independent. Mm-hmm.
Are your parents along with you?
No, not at all. My parents have got to work, unfortunately. So luckily for me, I have my band with me, who are some of my closest friends in the world.
There's a song on your album about love, loss, giving your all for love, heartbreak, called Run. Could we hear that?
Of course you can.
Are fading, cause I can't see, I can't see no more. Will you tell me when the song stops playing, cause I can't hear, I can't hear no more. She said I don't why you're living for, she said, I don't know why you're living for at all. He said, I don't know why you're living for, he said, I don't know why you're living for at all.
Boy, that's nice, Miss MacDonald.
Thank you.
When did you realise your voice could reach people?
I don't think I've realised yet, to be honest. So I feel quite honoured that I'm able to sing and write songs.
You like the United States?
I absolutely love it over here. It's so much more exciting. I mean, I've been on loads of promotional trips in so many other countries, mm-hmm. and most of the time you just want to go home, but I absolutely love New York. Every time I go there, I still get excited. When you come over the bridge and you're coming towards Manhattan, I still get goosebumps every time.
We're going to have you play us out with Mr. Rock and Roll. What can you tell us about the song?
Well, it's a song I wrote after thinking about my time at school. And I remember that so many people were striving to be in a group of certain people, or they wanted to be friends with the ones that were classed as popular. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially a song about not feeling that you have to fit in with anybody.
Before we hear it, thanks so much.
No problem.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
Amy MacDonald from member station KGNU in Boulder, Colorado. She's going to play us out with the song now, and you can hear more of her performance on our website, npr.org/music. Her debut album will be available in the United States on August 19th. Miss MacDonald, let's listen.
So-called Mr. Rock and Roll is dancing on his own again, talking on his phone again to someone who tells him that his balance is low. He's got nowhere to go. On his own again. doctor called the century is acting like she used to be. Dancing like there's no one there before. She ever seemed to care, now she wouldn't do. It's so rock and roll to be in a home. And they'll meet one day far away and say, I wish I was something more. And they'll meet one day far away and say, I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you before. You'll say, I wish I knew you. I wish I met you when time was still on my side. She'll say, I wish I knew you. I wish I loved you before I was his bride. And so they must depart, too many more broken hearts. But I've seen that all before in TV, books, and film and more. There's a happy ending, ever is certain with it. And they'll meet one day far away and say, I wish I was something more. And they'll meet one day far away and say, I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you before.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.